Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to our other business, we have seven items of other business this evening. First one being Americana Bayside MRRPC amended master plan, Route 54 amended Phase 3 site plan.
This is a request to amend the master plan and Phase 3 site plan by converting an existing townhouse that's located at Lot 170 to a proposed office for the staff of the Freeman Foundation. The proposed office use would cease once the permanent location of the Freeman stage and the foundation offices are planned and constructed within the Bayside Town Center. And I provided you copies of the revised master plan, a small reduced revised Phase 3 site plan, a copy of a letter from the applicant's engineers, and a resolution from the Bayside Community Association approving this request.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And gentlemen, would I be correct in assuming that what we're being asked to do here would be to count this as a part of the commercial area of the RPC, and that commercial area could then revert back under the, because it's less than the maximum that has been permitted by the approved RPC, and thus avoiding this coming before us as far as a conditional use application?
Actually came about, to our knowledge, from a complaint.
Well,
a resident within the community. That's how we got knowledge of.
Okay.
We had to get some submittal from the developers to come before commission to give it consideration.
Mm-hmm. But yet we have a letter, I believe, representing from the community association saying that they endorse this use. Isn't that this the letter received March the 22nd?
Correct. And we also received four additional letters from residents in support of this request.
In support of this, okay. And these letters also indicate that this use would convert back somewhere between 3 to 5 years. It would then be residential in nature, providing housing for the performers that perform on the Freeman stage and for the various Freeman Foundation uses after its reconversion. So, I guess if this request were not looked at favorably, would that mean then it would have to go before a public hearing and be a conditional use?
Not really conditional use. It could be, but it could be an amendment to the
original RPC.
Location of the commercial areas.
Yeah. Well, I personally don't have an issue with it.
It's a reasonable accommodation. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah. Any comments from anyone else?
I have a question for you, Mr. Smith.
Yep.
I noticed in the resolution from the community association, it makes reference on the last bullet point down that the property will be used for housing of performers at the Freeman stage. So
yes,
that sounds like something in addition to being used for office space.
That, I believe, reads as it will be, and we've got someone, Mr. Brown, whom I recognize, may come forward and straighten us out on that. But I thought that meant after it was converted back to a residential use. You'll just identify yourself, please.
Hi, Doug Brown, representing the developer, CMF Bayside LLC. That's great. That piece was after the office were to leave, the foundation would still own the property, and so they would use it for various uses, like perhaps putting up some performers that would stay overnight after the performance.
So that's once your office is built elsewhere, and okay.
Correct.
I just didn't know if it was like a mixed-use application in terms of, you know, for storing some of the performers.
No, this is strictly an office use during this initial period until the permanent office facility is built.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
And with the exception of some vinyl numbering or lettering identifying this as a office of the foundations. Everything else about the unit will look residential, correct? That even though the garage is intended to be converted, that the garage door on the street side will stay in place.
Absolutely. The public face of the foundation is actually at the stage, which is located at the main entrance. There's a ticket office there, so the public goes to that ticket office up front in that commercial use. They won't be coming down into this residential piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you reached out to the neighbor, I guess, whoever it was that complained to Mr. Lank, just to see, you know, what his concerns are or her concerns are?
We did. So we talked to several of the adjacent property owners there, and several of them supported, and I think one of them sent in a letter. There was one in particular that had some concerns, just thought it would be more of a commercial use. The public, transient people coming in. He was concerned about, safety.
It's more of a fear of the unknown sort of thing.
Yeah, so we tried to explain to him that, this house could be a rental property. It's a resort community, and that this use, we'd have 6 known staff members, known staff cars there versus, say, a weekly rental where it's changing over all the time. Was he still supportive of it? It'd be hard to call it that, but I felt that we did a good job explaining that position to him.
Thank you.
And the events at the Freeman stage, could they be described as hoopla? Some of them, which I can
once in a while there's a little hoopla going down there, but for the most part, just good family fun.
Thank you. Well, gentlemen, I'm of the belief that this is a reasonable request, and I'm going to make a motion. Mr. Chairman, my motion regarding this request by Americana Bayside, MRRPC, is to amend the master plan and Phase 3 site plan by allowing the conversion of an existing townhouse so located and described as lot number 170 to a proposed office.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to amend the master plan Route 54 Phase 3 site plan for Americana Bayside as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carry.